For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp. The Burlington City Council will meet tonight to vote on a buyer for the city's municipal telecom. VPR's Liam Elder Connors has more.
There are two groups looking to buy Burlington Telecom: Two Cows, a Toronto-based company, and a local cooperative called Keep BT Local. The city council was set to pick one of the bids last week, but ended up delaying the vote after Councillor Karen Paul recused herself. At the time, Paul said she had a, quote, professional conflict of interest. She did not offer any specifics about the conflict, but said it didn't have anything to do with the two buyers. Then, last Thursday, Paul announced that she would quit her day job as an accountant in order to vote on the buyer for Burlington Telecom. If there's a tie vote tonight, the council will try again until the tie's broken or choose to pursue a different action. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
After the severe windstorm that knocked out power across New England last week, Vermont is seeking a preliminary damage assessment from the Federal Emergency Management Agency to see if the state qualifies for federal disaster assistance. Officials said last week that Vermont must show $1 million in response and public recovery costs to qualify. The state says preliminary estimates exceed that amount. The request seeks damage assessments for 10 of Vermont's 14 counties. And the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department says preliminary numbers show that hunters took 40 moose in this year's hunting seasons. Hunters reported 8 moose taken during the archery season and 32 during last month's rifle season. As part of an ongoing effort, federal money is now funding almost a dozen dam removal projects around New England. From the New England News Collaborative, Jill Kaufman reports.
New England has 200,000 of what Kathy Bozak calls barriers to water flow. They're dams that no longer serve a purpose. Bozak is with U.S. Fish and Wildlife in the Northeast. The agency has just released $1 million to fund 25 projects from Maine to West Virginia. One is in Vermont. $50,000 will remove the East Burke Dam on a tributary to the Connecticut River. Bozak says it's in bad shape.
Opening up this river by removing the dam will not only remove this liability to the owner and this safety hazard, but it's also restoring great brook trout habitat. And we not only fund dam removals, but we do a lot of culvert replacements.
Those corrugated metal pipes that carry streams under roadways, Bozak says many are too small and they're causing floods and hampering aquatic life. U.S. Fish and Wildlife also awarded funding for projects in Maine and New Hampshire. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jill Kaufman.
For the first time, voters in Montreal have elected a woman to lead the city. In an upset win, Valerie Plante defeated incumbent Mayor Denis Coderre on Sunday to become the city's first ever female mayor. Plante won with 51% of the vote over Coderre's 45%. 42% of eligible voters cast ballots in the election. Plante challenged Coderre from the left, proposing a new metro line and expanded affordable housing.